Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. It's another busy week for Minnesota lawmakers. MNN's John Anderson has a preview.
A Senate committee takes up four bills intended to protect Minnesotans from artificial intelligence. One would require companies to disclose when using AI in communicating with individuals. The House will discuss term limits for governor and lieutenant governor. Harvey's Law is expected to be introduced in the House and would require all state-funded child care centers to have cameras in toddler and infant rooms. Catherine Munkelbust lost her 11-month-old son, Harvey, in one of those centers.
Harvey's death was completely avoidable if cameras were installed.
And Senator John Hoffman will introduce two measures to honor late Speaker Emerita Melissa Hortman by naming the Community Solar Garden Program and a portion of Highway 610 after her. At the Capitol, John Anderson for MNN.
At least one political analyst thinks a bill legalizing sports betting in Minnesota has a shot of passing in an election year. Hamline University professor David Schultz says leaders have pledged not to raise taxes and the state budget looks tight in the future.
Shortfalls, especially in light of cuts in federal funding, maybe that might be enough to move the legislature to say that we will link sports gambling to some type of new revenue producer in the state of Minnesota. That's a possibility.
The first sports betting bill was introduced last week in the Minnesota Senate. The Tax Foundation says a state could generate $46 million in annual revenue from a legal market. A man and woman are dead in an apparent murder-suicide in International Falls. A Couchiching County Sheriff's deputy noticed a vehicle running in a driveway Friday morning. Officers then forced entry and found two people dead inside. They've been identified as 35-year-old Ashley Kittleson and 44-year-old Nicholas Kittleson. Investigators believe Ashley died of a gunshot wound and Nicholas turned the gun on himself. The Office of Cannabis Management kicks off its listening tour this week in northeastern Minnesota. Spokesman Josh Collins says they've spent the last year working to launch the adult use market.
To see those stores begin to open and cultivation facilities get going. And what we're excited about 2026 is to see growth in the market. And part of what we want to do is go out and hear from Minnesotans.
He says they're making stops in Cloquet and Pine County on Thursday and will visit Duluth on Friday. More than 150 businesses have been awarded state cannabis licenses. And the Minnesota Wild earned a point in a 3-2 shootout loss to the Avalanche Sunday in Colorado. Denver's Nathan MacKinnon scored the game winner in the shootout. Kirill Kaprizov and Nico Sturm netted Minnesota's two goals in the third period. The Wild are back home Tuesday night to face the Utah Mammoth. This is MNN.